Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 232 of the Keep Moving Forward podcast with me, your host, Anthony DiDomenico. This is a different podcast than we usually do in the studio. This is a Dashboard Confessional. Dashboard Confessional, also live on Instagram. So I'm going to be doing that now when I go live with the podcast, live on Instagram as well. So if you don't follow me on Instagram, head over to @comicAnthonyD, and we could you could follow me. You'll get the podcast video live. I'm doing it today in the car because tonight there's two playoff games. There's the New York Islanders and the New York Knicks. They're both on at 7:30. I am very invested in both these teams, and I want to watch both these games. So I don't have two TVs side by side at my house. If I had one on the iPad, it would not work as good. I would focus on one. I need both of them in front of me. So I'll head over to the cigar lounge after work today, get my seat, set up camp, and I'll watch my two teams tonight. So that's why I decided to come and do the podcast from lunch today. I was actually thinking, what am I going to do? Am I going to run home and do the podcast? I'll do it tomorrow. You know what? You know, it's Monday, podcast day. Let's get it going. And plus, we have the Instagram Live here, so you guys can also throw out some stuff if you want me to answer questions or anything while we're doing the podcast. That can happen as well. If you're listening to this later on your podcast listening device, obviously you can't throw out anything, but you can always DM me @ComicAnthonyD, and I'll answer any question within reason, if it's appropriate, on the podcast. So not much really going on this week as far as any like health-related updates and wellness updates. I have my appointment Thursday to see my doctor to get some information, as I've been talking about the weight loss medication and what I'm going to do, what I'm going to go on. So I really don't have any more information on that. Just, you know, my anxiety. That's the only information I have on it. You know, because it's funny because you see people with good results. You talk to people with good results. And then you talk to people who tell you horror stories about this, you know. And who do you believe? What do you believe? Do you believe the good or the bad? I think it's somewhere in the middle. So that's where, and I'm not going to let my anxiety get the best of me and not try this and not go forward with it. Because, I'll take it. Worst that can happen, I don't like it, I go off of it. But it's you know, when I made the appointment, it was like, because I had to cancel it last week, and it was like a week and a half because it was on a Friday, a Thursday instead of a Monday. And I was like, oh, okay, it's a lot of time. And then here it is right now, I'm facing it down on Thursday. I have a wedding to go to on Friday, which is also causing me all sorts of anxiety and everything, because I got to get like dressed up. I hate getting dressed up. I really do. If I ever get married, if that ever happens, if this, you know, if hell freezes over, if pigs fly, if Anthony gets married, I don't think I would ever make people get dressed up. We're coming casual. Wear whatever you want to wear. I'm done with the whole, you know, and this is going on to my I have a list of non-negotiables. And this is going on there. I want to wear like a sweater vest or a sweater. I'll look nice. That's the fat man's overcoat, the dress coat, the sweater vest. I'll wear one of those. I'm not going to wear a suit or a tux and be uncomfortable. I don't want my guests to be uncomfortable. So, I mean, there's going to be a lot of wrestling theme stuff going on. So I want everybody to be loose, limber. Everybody's going to participate. Not like physical wrestling, but like, you know, the entrances and everything like that. So like the wedding is said black tie casual or optional or something like that. And I'm like, ah, yeah, awesome. Everybody's going to be dressed up and look nice. And there I'm going to be like Uncle Buck with my sweater vest and my tie and my shirt. I'll be untucked in like 3 seconds. As soon as I sit down, you know, or get up. I hate getting dressed up. I, you know, absolutely hate it. We have here, hell yeah, Aunt, much love from Boston. What's going on, Boston? I like the city. I don't like the teams. People there are nice people. I don't like your sports teams. I'm sorry. The Red Sox, number one all-time hated team. The Patriots, I feel bad for you guys since we made you a biatch twice in the Super Bowl. Hate the Celtics, hate the Bruins. Okay, back to what we're talking about. So, I guess being self-conscious has kind of taken over this week for me. And I think, I don't know if anybody else has had this problem. I'm sure everybody has at some point. You don't feel comfortable in what you look like. And therefore, you don't feel comfortable in what you're wearing. And, you know, like, what do you do? Like, what's the option? Do you not go to an event, which I would have done in the past? That's 100% what I would have done. And, you know, it was great, like, when comedy was full-time. I always had a show, so that was easy. But other things I would not go to because I wasn't going to try to get dressed up or, in my head, embarrass myself. So now, like, you know, hearing things go by, it's cars. I work on an industrial strip. So I got to be a little early. My cousin wants to do family pictures, which is great because we haven't done these in a while. We're all old now. It's crazy. All the cousins, my cousins, we're all like in our 30s and 40s, some in their 50s. When did this happen? When did we become like our parents' age? And our parents became our grandparents' age. It's crazy how fast everything's going by. But I don't want to digress and go down that rabbit hole. I want to stick on the topic here. So, pictures, and I'm right in my head, I'm like, oh, I'm going to be in these pictures. I'm going to look horrible. I'm going to stick out like a sore thumb. And it's like already like getting to my head. And I'm dreading getting dressed for this wedding. I'm going to have fun at the wedding. I'm with my cousins. We're going to have a blast. I'm just dreading everything else around it. Like if it said come in a tracksuit with the Yankees hat on, that I know how to dress for. That I'd be very comfortable. And I know it's something, it's silly. It sounds stupid to some people. It's but again, you know, knowing that you won't be comfortable with yourself and something that you're wearing, it's stressful. And yeah, I wish I could say this went away when I lost a bunch of weight. It didn't. I still would pick myself apart. Yeah, clothes were easier to find and this and that, but I still hated what I wore, and I hated all that stuff. I never thought I looked right, and that's from your own head. That's from, you know, your mindset and everything. And working on the physical part is a big thing, but you also got to work up here, and we've talked about that in the past. I've talked about it, and if I sound redundant and repetitive, I'm sorry, but again, this podcast is also like my therapy session, so I talk about what's going on in my head. And that's a big thing for me. It's an absolute big thing. And I just got to go with the fact that, like, you know, my brother's always like, who cares? No one cares what you're wearing. No one cares, you know, everybody knows you. It's like you're going to show up to an event and no one knows you're not a big guy. Like, you know, and she's right. He's 100% right. Like, it's in my own head. I put this there. I just go have a good time. At the end of the day, I'm there to support my cousin. And that's what it's about. It's not about my nonsense, my head. But I also have to be there, and, you know, it's a long day, and I want to be comfortable, and I'm not talking about comfortable, like, it's in my head. I want to be comfortable, I want to have a good time, I want to have fun, and I know I will. I know I just did. My screen went, like, a little darker. Not that you guys care or anything, but anyway, whatever. A little Coke Zero. Not a DC, but it's what we had at the office. So yeah, that's the week coming up, and I mean, I'll get through the whole what to wear. I know it sounds silly, but whatever. I'll get past that. I'll get over that. Now, what I'm really excited about, at the end of this week, I will have some kind of plan how I'm moving forward. You know, I'll see the doctor on Thursday. I'll get a better idea of what's going on. And this is now becoming real. Now, in the sense that, like, we could say we're going to do a million things. We could say we're going to lose weight. We could say that we're going to have a program. And until you put that plan into effect, it's just talk. And that's all this has been. It's been talk. I've been talking about the medication in the past. I've been talking about getting back on track, counting my points, blah, blah, blah. But I'll have an idea of how I'm going to plan this out. And I don't know what I'm going to do as far as the tracking. As of today, I am no longer a WW member, a Weight Watchers member. I mean, I could always rejoin. I just let my subscription run out because I'm not really doing anything, and I'm spending money to have Connect. I have 800 social medias. I don't need another one. So I was thinking of going on that just because it's easier to track everything. But then I don't know if I got to see what the doctor actually says. What, you know, because Weight Watchers does have a plan, but I don't know if they're going to want me to stick more to a calorie counting based program or if that's what's best for all of this. So that's what I have to talk to the doctor about. And again, everything's up in the air and it's crazy. Cause it's like, usually just start something, do it. But I can't, I need a prescription. I'm not going to go buy, weight loss meds on the street in some dark alleyway somewhere. You got that Wegovy? How much you got that Wegovy for? You know, I'm definitely not going to do that. People actually doing that? You imagine that? Scoring some Wegovy on the street? There's a bit in there somewhere. I got to flush it out. I'm not going to flush it out here. That's what open mics are for. So we'll have a better idea about that. And I mean, who knows what's going to happen? I just know I got to do something. That's it. You know, I'm just tired of being in this situation where I am now in this physical body. It's painful. It's tiring. It's uncomfortable and it's annoying. And I just don't want to do that anymore. I don't. I just want to get back to where I was, you know, more mobile, you know, better shape. And like I said before on this podcast, the idea or the dream of being skinny is non-existent anymore. I don't care about that. I know I'll never be a thin person, and that's okay with me. I'm fine with it. I just want to be a healthy person. A healthy person that's, you know, enjoying life, living life, doing the things he wants to do. And I did that at a weight that most people started at. You know, from where I was when I lost 200 pounds to the weight I was at, that's a lot of people's starting weights. But I was in good shape. I went to the gym almost every day. I walked the trail on Saturdays. I did a lot of things. I went into baseballs. So I was at a good place. So that's where I want to get back to again. And that's the goal. And you know, weight-wise, I want to, of course you want to lose weight. Of course, the weight, what you want it to come off. But I don't have that, you know, I don't care about what the chart says, if that's what it should be. I got an idea in my head what I want to get to, and that'll be more of a realistic goal than anything else. Also talk to the doctor, see what he says. I know that, you know, that chart is very unrealistic. I remember in school when I used to look at it, I'd be like, oh my God. Like what an adult should weigh. And I'm like, I weigh that now. I'm a kid. You know, but I think over the years, everybody's gotten better with that. Medical professionals have. Just society and everything in general has gotten better with, you know, what those should be. Let's see. We know what we feel comfortable at and good at. The chart is so old, they need to update it. Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's what I was getting at, is that nowadays I think people are, you know, figuring out what works best for them with the help of medical professionals. So I'm not saying, like, you know, you could be sick at any size. You could have health issues at any size. I remember the doctor once told my mother, because my mother, you know, was like many of us. You know, she yo-yoed, and the doctor's like, pick a weight and stay at it. And, you know, she's joking around. She's like, all right, 99 pounds. You know, so it's just, it is better to be at one weight than yo-yoing up and down. That's 100% true. Yeah, a skinny person could still be unhealthy and still be good according to the charts. Yeah, it's kind of what I was saying, you know, before. With, you know, it's at any weight, you could have medical problems or medical issues. I just don't want to help those, you know, by being unhealthy and doing unhealthy things. So, we'll kind of steer away from that and just get healthier. That's the goal. And right now it's going to be, I think, the medication. I'm like 99.9% gonna take this. That's what I'm at right now. The only thing that could stop me, I think, right now is my doctor telling me not to do it, which I don't know why he would. But right now that's the way we're going. And, you know, again, it's the countdown to Thursday. We'll figure out more on Thursday. So hopefully on next Monday's podcast, we'll have a big update and, you know, not the same old stuff we've been talking about for the last few weeks. And hopefully the Islanders and Knicks aren't playing on the same day again, so I can actually do it from the studio. But I actually thought about, like, bringing my microphone here and my computer, but it's just easier to do it from the phone. And I'll just somehow, I hope I can save this video. Otherwise, I have to, that's a whole other mess. But I think it'd be better to go ahead and do it here on Instagram so we get the live video. People say, don't worry about the haters. Do what helps you. Well, I haven't had any haters. That's, you know, everybody's been very supportive. From my family to my friends to the Instagram community to social media. Everyone's been really supportive. I haven't had any haters. So to speak, about me. People have just said, like, you know, some of the effects they've had on the drug. So I myself, people have not told me anything negative about, like, myself or things like that. Actually, everybody I tell thinks it's a good idea. And usually the answer is kind of the same answer I've been saying, is you gotta do something. And that's basically where we're at. I got a comment here. Oh, good. I've seen some nasty comments on TikTok with people posting it's helping them. Yeah, TikTok's a weird animal. I wouldn't pay too much attention to that. Even on here, if you're coming on a social media platform to be negative and to try to derail someone's progress, I think you gotta dig deep down inside and maybe find out what's going on with you, that you feel the need that your opinion, your negative opinion has to be heard and said. It's weird too, like, you know, these people that come on to social media, you know, and they comment on people's weight, You're not original. What are you getting out of that? You go like you close out your phone and give yourself a thumbs up in the mirror. It's keyboard tough guys, telephone tough guys. And, you know, I've dealt with that from when I first started doing comedy to when I, you know, became very public with my weight loss journey and my weight loss struggles and my weight gain successes, I guess. If you want to look at it, I mean, that's a struggle and that's a success. Not a success I wanted, but whatever. People have been negative, but again, people have been also very supportive. As my man Poro over here says, lots of people rooting for you. And that means the absolute world to me. Again, I've met so many amazing people on this platform. And, you know, made friends that I never would have had. Like, you know, Poro is from, you know, he lives in Florida. Happy birthday to my buddy Gormy. His birthday is today. He's out in California. I know people from Texas, you know, the Northeast, the Midwest, Canada. I've made friends with people. It's insane how big this world is, but how tight-knit and supportive this community is. And it's something that I could never have dreamed of when I first went public with everything. Like 7 years ago, it's going to be 7 years in May 1st that I decided to really put myself out there and go and put in the forefront with it and talk about it. And, you know, it's been just an incredible ride and, you know, we're still on it. This is, we're getting ready for the comeback, you know, and as the situation says, my Jersey Shore fans out there, the comeback is always greater than the setback. And, you know, I'm a big fan of 80s cheese movies. You know, how many times did Rocky get knocked down? And how many times you watch these movies and, you know, they have that comeback and it's... They win everything. They defeat the monster, the bad guy, and everyone lives happily ever after. So we're getting ready for that act, that chapter, that scene. You know, right now would be the scene in a movie, like in a rom-com, where there's like a montage of the person getting their life together. You know, if you watch 500 Days of Summer, this is where Tom, all of a sudden, song starts playing and he's bouncing the ball and he erases his chalkboard and starts mapping out his life plan and then he gets the job he wants and the girl he wants. That's where we're at this point. That's the chapter of the weight loss saga. Like the Star Wars saga. It goes on forever. There's ups and downs. I mean, my favorite Star Wars movie of all time is Empire Strikes Back. That ends on a low note. You know, Luke gets his hand cut off. Han's in carbonite. Looks like Vader wins. But then there was the Return of the Jedi, where everybody was happy at the end. Ewoks destroyed the second Death Star. Darth Vader becomes a good guy. Everyone's happy. I'm sorry if I just ruined Star Wars for anybody, but the movies have been out for almost 50 freaking years. If you haven't seen them yet, it's not my fault. It's your fault, because they're excellent movies. I love Star Wars. One of some of the best movies out there. Anyway, I digress, as I always do. Again, next week, hopefully we'll be back in the studio. It also depends on the Knicks and Islanders schedule. That's how I live my life. Playoff time. Playoff hockey is amazing. Playoff basketball is amazing. The Islanders are on the road again tonight, but they come back to UBS on Thursday. The Knicks started off in the Garden, and the Garden was rocking on Saturday, and tonight it should be insane again. There's nothing like New York Knicks playoff basketball. I'm getting major, major like throwback vibes to the 90s when the Knicks were really good, and I'm enjoying that. Everybody's comparing this to 94 when the Knicks went to the finals because of the Knicks and the Rangers. I don't want that history to repeat itself because the Rangers won the Stanley Cup, and I don't want that. I would like to flop it around where the Rangers don't win the Stanley Cup, but the Knicks win the NBA championship. The Islanders win the Stanley Cup. That's what I'd like to see. If the Islanders win the Stanley Cup, I will lose it. I don't even want to, I can't even imagine what I would do. But anyway, you know, guys don't care about that. Anyway, thank you so much for joining me here for episode 232 of the Keep Moving Forward podcast. This has been another Dashboard Confessional episode, due to the fact that we are in the midst of playoff season. So everybody, I want to thank you for joining me here on Instagram Live, and everybody listening at home on your podcast listening devices. I will talk to you later. Have a good one.